Hello, this is James.
Hello.
Hey, this is James.
Hi. Hi, James. How are you doing today? This is Joe from Arbor Design Agency.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. So, James, yeah, I got your email. So I'm glad you like the V1 design. We're going to go ahead and update the color scheme on that one. I guess if you're going to go with pop pink color, right?
Yes, option one, yes, yes.
All right. And actually, James, everything you see in that design is actually replaceable, it's editable, so as many tweaks as you want to do on that design, we can do that. However, the initial designs that we sent to you were just for you to give you an idea how two different designs look like. So, for example, let's say if you like any particular section from design number two, right, that you want to use on design number one, we can actually copy that section and put it on the section that we're working on. So that's doable as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me review them again now that I've looked at all of it. Now that I understand what I'm supposed to be looking at, I was looking at more aesthetics. So...
Well, everything you see there is just a demo right now. So it'll be replaced with all of your actual products, all of your actual description, actual content. It's just a demo, like demo content and demo pictures everywhere on the website.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll look at that.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'll look at both of them again and give you some more detailed feedback then.
Sure. Absolutely.
And
let's talk about the logo design then. I guess you already have a logo, right?
Yes, I have one, but when I look at it on the website, I feel like it's lost.
Okay.
And I feel like from a design aesthetic, I don't know how we're going to be able to overcome that.
Is this something related to colors used on the logo design, or is it the actual design?
I think it was the actual. It looks very thin, and I don't know if there's any any way to thicken that. I don't know if we alter my logo or or if I look at something new. I'm using that as on the actual apparel in terms of tags, but that doesn't mean that I can't change the actual logo in stages.
I get it. I would suggest you to let's get the homepage of the website finalized first with the colors and everything.
Okay.
So once the colors are finalized on the webpage, we'll send me the logo files as well, like the actual source file. We'll go ahead and update the colors on the logo, we'll match the colors with the website as well. All right? So put it on
the
website. Yeah, the AI
files.
Yeah,
the AI files.
Yeah, I have those.
I can send those.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So once the colors are finalized for the website on the homepage, we'll go ahead and edit your logo and put the colors that are used on the website, all right, and put it on the website.
Perfect.
So we'll see if the logo looks good or not. If not, if it looks good with the updated colors, we'll leave it the way it is. If not, if you think that the logo doesn't look good or you wanted us to come up with another design, we'll absolutely do that for you.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll look at those two because one of the things that I wanted to be able to do is I want to have a retail site, but I want I want to be able to wholesale as well.
Okay.
So, I'll have people who shop. They won't have an account, regular shoppers, but if someone wants to be a retail partner and buy my merchandise wholesale in different quantities, I want them to be able to click and basically see the same website but a different pricing.
Oh, I
see. Does that make sense?
I get it. So if I'm not mistaken, so for a usual customer, for a regular customer, they can buy the product without creating the account, or they can simply add their product to cart, take a procedure to checkout, and that's it. If there's a reseller, if there's a wholesaler, they got to create an account first. So let's say we put a text or a notification on the website that if you're a reseller or if you're a wholesaler, kindly create.
Right.
So once someone creates an account, the prices will be changed, right? They'll have some discounted prices.
Yes.
But in that case, they got to order in bulk, right? They can't order one or two pieces.
The prices the prices and the minimums change. Yes, the quantities change. Yes.
Yep. I get it. All right. Okay. Perfect. So let me discuss this with my team as well. And Parkrun,
okay.
They are actually working on the design. So as soon as the design is updated and approved, we'll start work on the functionality part as well.
Perfect. Okay. And I'll email you a little bit more feedback then. I'll look at it again.
Perfect.
But I do like that version one. Okay. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much, James. You have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So my second